On April 1st and April 2nd, not only will Devin and myself be watching WrestleMania, but so will millions and millions of people. And we will get to witness Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns, The Usos versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley, Asuka versus Bianca Belair, Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul. We even have ourselves an amazing match where Brock Lesnar is going against Omos. Devin, you're not excited about that?
Who is? Vince McMahon?
But would you be even more excited, though, if you could bet on that?
No.
Well, WWE thinks you will, because this report is coming to us from CNBC here on the Sports Cubicle with the marvelous one, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari, and myself, Mike Mercado. WWE is in talks with state and gambling regulators to legalize betting on high-profile matches, according to people familiar with the matter. WWE is working with the accounting firm EY to secure scripted matches results in hopes it will convince regulators there's no chance of results leaking to the public. Said the people who asked not to be named because the discussions are private. Accounting firms PwC and EY, also known as Ernst & Young, have historically worked with award shows including the Academy Awards and the Emmys to keep results a secret. Betting on the Academy Awards is already legal and available through some sports betting applications, including market leaders FanDuel and DraftKings. Shout out if they ever want to sponsor the show. Although most states don't allow it, WWE executives have cited Oscars betting as a template to convince regulators gambling on scripted matches is safe, the people said. Still, while the Academy Awards voting results are known by a select few before they're announced publicly, they aren't scripted by writers. Even if regulators allow gambling, betting companies would have to decide if they're willing to place odds on WWE matches, even if it's legalized. Those discussions have yet to occur at betting firms, according to people familiar with the matter. A WWE spokesperson declined to comment. A spokesperson for EY, couldn't immediately be reached for comments. WWE is targeting Michigan, Colorado, and Indiana as potential states to pursue legalization, two of the people said. According to Michigan Gaming spokesperson, the Michigan Gaming Control Board publishes a sports wagering catalog. When updates to the catalog are approved, the information is shared publicly through the agency's website and with sports book operators. WWE has already registered with the Indiana Gaming Commission, a move related to this initiative, one of the people said. The Colorado Division of Gaming told CNBC it's not currently considering and has not considered allowing sports betting wagers on WWE matches, a spokesperson noted. So, Devin, it's just a little weird that while they're trying to do this very carny thing, they are also, for sale?
That's the rumor we've been hearing, Mercado, but are we surprised? Let's take a look at some of the weird things WWE's tried throughout the year. They had their own version of fantasy football, for crying out loud, which was WWE Fantasy, where you pick which wrestler you think is going to do the best. And now because of that, we have Fantasy Bachelor and MasterChef and all that crap here. And I think that's where it's going here. Where now you can bet on the friggin' Oscars here. I'm like, gambling on sports has always been done illegally. I know people that, you know, apparently bet against Brock Lesnar in WrestleMania 30 against The Undertaker and complain they lost all this money. I'm like, why are you betting on scripted stuff to start here? But that's just the big thing here. It's like, this is not a real sport. It's all fake. And there's just so many holes in the problem here. It's like, let's say, the guy that you said was going to win 6 months from now breaks his foot 3 months from now. Or, you know what, they record some shows and they're overseas. Let's say you're overseas and you text me who's winning. Can I bet last minute on who's going to win and clear their friggin' house that night? You know, do we just learn how to count cards for the WWE? I mean, this is just, we're going a little bit too far with everything that we're trying to gamble right now. And I just think this is probably the most WWE move they could make here.
Yeah, I can't blame them for trying, right? Like, yeah, if you could try to scheme anybody out of some money, they've done it before, you know, so I can't blame them for trying to do what they normally do. I think it's up to the commissions and for the states to save the people from themselves, because people will just gamble on anything. We saw that during the pandemic. You'll gamble during a cricket match or a water polo match if it's the only thing that's out there for you to be able to watch. So I think it's a fun story. It's an interesting story. I'm fascinated to see who they actually are sold to, if it is the Saudi government, if it is Endeavor, if it is Disney, if it's Comcast, like whoever decides to buy it, it's interesting that they're doing this right now. But I it's also genius marketing, because as of this recording, in 3 weeks, they got to fill out SoFi Stadium, for two nights of WrestleMania, a lot of good vibes for the internet fans are heading into these matches. There's a lot of good storylines. So they are riding momentum. And I think this is just them trying to see how far they can go, how much extra dollars they could get in a $9 billion ask by that crazy Vince McMahon. But it's I think, all for naught. You know, I think it is different to compare this to the Oscars. You know, you just can't do that. And I think if you're a wrestling fan like we are, you don't want to see them kind of time themselves or into a position where they don't have the outs. If something happens during a storyline or somebody gets hot, somebody's selling a lot of merchandise. So I think that might be an issue that they come across, but I think it's a very fun story. But any final thoughts of WWE trying to become a legalized betting event?
Vince, you are almost 80 years old. You cannot take all this money with you to the grave. Maybe it's time to stop trying to sell to anybody and just leave it in the family.
Let us know your thoughts. Would you bet on WWE matches? Do you think it would pass through? If you are here in the city of Chicago, Michigan is in the conversation. So is Indiana, Colorado. It looks like it's definitely not going to pass, but it's something we got to keep our eyes on as those are our neighboring states. And oh boy, what if Vince McMahon has one more crazy trick up his sleeve?
Only one?
Let us know your thoughts. We're on Twitter at SportsCubicleTV. It's the Marvelous One, Dan Marver. It's Devin Tingle. It's Paul Shavari. I'm Mike Mercado.